Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. Well, my next guest is starring in the new film Call Me By Your Name. The indie coming-of-age drama is opening in select theaters after a great showing at Sundance and other film festivals, and it's getting early award season buzz. Michael Stuhlbarg plays a professor whose family summers in Italy while welcoming an American grad student to help and stay and help with the research. The film focuses on the love affair between the professor's son and the grad student played by Armie Hammer. The film is stunning, shot on location in northern Italy, and the acting, the actors are tremendous. You know Stuhlbarg from his work, TV and film. He starred as mobster Arnold Rothstein on HBO's Boardwalk Empire. He's also on Fargo on FX. He's also been seen in films like Hugo, Blue Jasmine, Doctor Strange, Steve Jobs, Trumbo, and A Serious Man, in which he was nominated for a Golden Globe. Michael Stuhlbarg, my guest tonight, The Big Table. Michael, thanks for being here.
Thank you for having me.
Amazing film, and I'm going to ask you about a lot of questions about acting because there's a lot. Your career is one that is just marvelous when you think about all the diverse and distinct roles that you've taken on.
Thanks.
What was it about this film and this script that attracted you?
Everything about this one was, I mean, from reading written by James Ivory on the cover of the script, to working getting a chance to work with Luca Guadagnino, the director of the film, knowing that it was going to be shot in northern Italy, and the role itself, of course, was one of those wonderful, simple yet deceivingly difficult kinds of parts, in that I was responsible for knowing Italian and being a Latin and Greek scholar, as well as familiar with and passionate about archaeology and art history. So there was a lot of information to absorb and then to hopefully regurgitate it, so to speak, out to sound like, at least, like I knew what I was talking about.
Well, the film is one of these scripts in Hollywood or projects in Hollywood that people have known about for a while. I mean, I think it's been 10 years in development.
Pretty close to
that,
yeah.
Did you know about that? Did you know about the short story?
No, I knew nothing about it. Not a thing. The whole thing came to me through my agent. Luca contacted them and said, would I be interested in reading the script? I said, of course. And I read it and fell for every aspect of it and just jumped at the opportunity.
The challenge of being a professor and all the things that you mentioned, you play a father in this, and you play it in a way that, you know, this, like I mentioned at the top, you're in northern Italy, it's summering, it's a grad student comes to stay. But talk about the dual role of both having to master being a professor, but at the same time having to master being a father.
I don't know if anyone ever masters being either, honestly.
Right.
So I cut myself a little bit of slack there. But it's just one of those things. You get a script plunked down in front of you like this, and you just sort of absorb as much as you can in the time that you have. And I think I have found in thinking on this that the demands of the role in a wonderful way mirror the kind of man he is. He's passionate about art. He's passionate about the past. Mm-hmm. And he mines it daily and provokes his students to think on the past as being as alive as the present. Now, that being said, I think you can sort of tie that to what he thinks about probably being a father as well, in that he encourages his son during the course of the story to hold on to those things in his life that make him feel alive. That he, the love that he happens to find coming into his life, the young boy, I mean, he watches his son fall in love. He eventually expresses some beautiful sentiments at the end of the film when you get to see the professor watching his son go through all this, to sort of say, feel what you're feeling, be alive now, don't push away what you're going through, because as adults, we often do that.
Right. It's the takeaway of the film.
Part of it,
It's love. I kind of say romantic coming-of-age drama, but it's love, it's loss, but it's passion. Yeah. And that's what really draws the viewer in, is that this is an examination, an exploration of passion.
Absolutely. And not just a physical passion or emotional passion, but a passion of the mind as well. I think that we get to see very bright people becoming overwhelmed by their heart as well.
Does that read on a script when you're an actor and you read the script and you're like, oh, this is a great story, I love it? Or does that come out in the directing or the editing? Where does that, when you are talking about a film like this where passion is the sentiment that's left behind after the viewer leaves the theater?
Sometimes that can be articulated in the dialogue on the page, and you get a sense of, wow, this person is passionate about what they've been, you know, what they mm-hmm. say. And sometimes it's absolutely underneath the text. And I guess that's one of the wonderful things about what Luca does with this film, is that there are spans in which there are labyrinthine chunks of dialogue that in and of themselves may not say very much, but in the context in which they're spoken, or perhaps with the emotion underneath them as to what's actually happening in the room when they're speaking them, you get a sense of this passion you're speaking yeah. of underneath the words.
And I would say, as actors and directors, another part of the passion that plays out is what's not being said.
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. That's one of the beautiful things that I guess I meant to articulate yeah. was that Luca lets the film breathe. It's as if you can see something growing when no text is spoken, even more than when things are spoken.
Actor Michael Stuhlbarg in studio with us tonight. He is one of the stars of the new film, Call Me By Your Name, which is in select theaters. Let's take a quick break. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation. Michael Stuhlbarg at the big table. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. In studio with me, Michael Stuhlbarg. Great to have you here. The actor from Call Me By Your Name, the indie coming-of-age romantic drama, which is in select theaters now. It did well in the film festival, Sundance, Toronto, Chicago, other places. As you come to town to be in places and do the talkbacks and be around the film, do you like that part of it? Do you like the part of the process of going to film festivals and being a part of it?
If you're passionate about the filmmaking, it's wonderful to actually get a chance to talk to people about it when it's coming out. I love it. And everybody takes away something different. And it's really enlightening in a lot of ways to get a chance to talk to people about it. So I enjoy this process.
When it's at film festivals, is it nerve-wracking as an actor when people haven't seen it yet, or there's buzz around it and you get to be in the same audience with people who haven't seen it or might be first-time viewing?
Well, I love to sit in an audience with an audience, you know, to sit with the audience and listen to how they're reacting to something when you know what's coming up here and there. They have us moving around an awful lot to talk to a lot of people, mm-hmm. so we don't get to sit with each audience right. and listen to their reactions. We get to meet them right after, most often, they've just seen the film. So I'm going to see the film again tonight because I haven't seen it since the Sundance Festival, almost
really?
A year ago now. So I'm excited to experience it again with an audience and remember what it was like to make it, and I hope I can... I don't know. I'm just looking forward to seeing it again.
Taking us back to Sundance, when you did see it for the first time, is that what it does? It brings you back to memories of shooting it and the memories of what was positive? Talk about the experience of seeing a film that you shot and have not seen yet for the first time.
Yeah, no, it's a wonderful keepsake of the joy we had in the making of the film. I mean, we all kind of hit it off really quickly from the beginning. And to be in Crema, where we shot the film up north, about 45 minutes outside of Milan, and Moscazzano, a tiny little city nearby Crema, it's a really evocative place. And the wonderful thing about film is that it takes you to places like this. And if you can't get there, films take you around the world and make you or allow you to experience what life is like elsewhere. And I love that about what I get to do.
You've had such a great career, both TV and film, also on stage, starting on stage.
Yeah.
And it's interesting to hear you talk about being in film and what film does for you to be able to go anywhere around the world.
Yeah.
Those mediums, those different platforms, they give you different things. Talk about starting your career on the stage. You obviously now have a career in which you were film after film after film after film, but do you miss those days of that moment, that passion of being in front of an audience and doing it over and over?
I do. I love that, and it hasn't left me, and I'm hoping to do some theater this year. It's been too long since I've been on the stage, and I'm looking forward to getting back into it again. And yes, there's nothing like, you know, telling a story in front of an audience and living through it together, experiencing it together. And I have missed it, and I look forward to doing more of it. Each of these mediums has their challenges, and, you know, making films is a really challenging thing as well. Each has their pluses and their minuses, and I've been grateful and thankful that I am grateful and thankful that I've been able to do both, and I hope to continue to do so.
Is it challenging to go back and forth between mediums and to be a film, be someone who's doing film after film, and then have maybe a play in the middle there?
Right.
And is it challenging just because each platform asks something different of
right.
the actor?
Right. To be completely honest with you, it's been a very long time since I've done a play. Back in 2008 was the last time I did a play, and I happened to get cast right after that play by the Coen brothers in their film A Serious Man. And since then, my life kind of took a left turn, and I've been doing film and television ever since, with every intention to get back to doing
right.
plays. But scheduling has been complicated because
right.
I've been very busy, but happily so. The work informs each other. There's a kind of confidence you have on stage, or that one must have, to tell a story that's 2 or 3 hours long, and you are the conduit for the energy of the evening. So there is... it's your energy.
Right.
It's your responsibility to help tell that story. And there's great responsibility on your shoulders in that sense. Whereas when you're making a film, it's over a long period of time. You only touch each scene one day. And you kind of have to come in to the project with your ideas about what you want to do, or at least have some thoughts about it and then explore it on the day. At least that's my game plan usually. Each is an art form. Each has its own craft. And there are certain tools you use for one that can be enhanced by the other. And I'd like to believe and hope that when I jump back on the stage again, what I've been doing for the last 10 years will inform what I will have learned something valuable to share on stage.
All the platforms, television as well, discipline plays a big part
yeah.
of it. And I think of anyone who acts in films and does it over and over and over like you do, and all the films that I mentioned, you spend 3 months, if not longer, on a project. Every day is, like you said, one scene or,
right.
or two scenes. There's a lot that goes into it about to be ready and prepared as an
yeah.
actor, because you really don't have a lot of time. But at the same time, it's an expansive experience.
You're responsible. They give you this responsibility when they give you a role, and they say, you know, we think you can do this. give it a try. And if you're lucky, you've got some time to work on it. In some cases, you don't get a lot of time. And in some cases on television shows, they give you fresh pages on the day you show
yeah,
up.
Wow.
And you have to do the best you can to make it work. And there's a million ways to go about doing that.
That's yeah. Michael Stuhlbarg's my guest tonight at the big table. His new film, Call Me By Your Name, is out in select theaters after great showing at Sundance and other film festivals like Toronto and here in Chicago. We'll take a quick break. We'll get an update on the news. We'll come back. We'll continue our conversation, because I want to talk to you about being a character actor. You have done so much in your career, whether it's Boardwalk Empire or Hugo, Doctor Strange. I mean, you have done things that are so distinct and diverse. We'll talk about what it takes to get into those roles. Michael Stuhlbarg, my guest at the big table. Stay with us. Welcome back to Download here on 720 WGN. I'm Justin Kaufman. My guest at the big table tonight, Michael Stuhlbarg, the great actor who is starring in the new film Call Me By Your Name. The indie film is in select theaters now after playing great response. It's actually getting early award season buzz, Michael included. You know, you've done so many great films. It's amazing to look at your resume and see all and even the television work. Fargo is great. Boardwalk Empire was fantastic. But the one thing that you take away from all the roles that you play is that there is a distinction. This is a diverse canon of work. Do you look for that? I mean, as you as an actor, are you
Absolutely.
Constantly looking for new challenges or do something that you didn't do the last
time? It's essential to what I would like in my life is, yes, diversity and as different things and as challenging things as can be thrown at me. That's what, you know, excites me about this work, to try to do things that I might be frightened of or that scare the hell out of me or challenge me in ways that I had never thought I would be challenged, whether it's, you know, trying to pretend to be a gangster from the 20s or, you know, the guy who created the Macintosh computer.
Right, right.
I try to select as carefully as I can the things that come along, but honestly, these things just tend to come into my life, and I just am grateful that people think of me as a candidate for these roles.
You mentioned in there, is there fear with the challenges every day? When you look at a new script and you're like, I want to do this, but I'm not sure if I can?
Yeah, sure. That's part of the fun. I think if you surprise yourself, you'll surprise other people. All you can do is sort of submerge yourself in the world of each of these projects and play, you know? Inform yourself, whether it's an historical character or a fictional character. Surround yourself with as much knowledge about them as you can, and on the day you play and see what comes out.
Are you the kind of actor who goes deep on the research to prepare yourself for a role, like with the professor and Call Me By Your Name? Are you spending time learning about archaeology or art history and that thing?
Yeah, I mean, I approached a friend who was a classics major. I talked to a Latin and Greek scholar when I was in Milan. I went to an Italian tutor in New York. I went to another Italian tutor when I got to Italy. The first one was from the south of Italy. The second one was from the north of Italy, and the story was in the north, so I had to relearn the things I had learned from the person from the south. And you combine all that stuff, and it informs what you have to say, and you bring your own life experience with it, and you hope it's new to yourself as well as to others. Ideally, you surprise yourself in the doing of it. And it's a real collaboration as well. You can't forget that things don't come to life while you're, you know, alone. There's everybody else. There's so many, you know, other people who are involved in the collaborative process, be it the costume designer, the people who help us with hair and makeup, the director, you know, the other actors. It comes to life when we open our hearts to each other and create something together.
When you're a successful actor and you're in a position where you can choose the roles that you want, scripts come through, is it imperative for you to let your management team and other people around you say, these are the kind of things I'm looking for, or I don't want to be a gangster again. Stop sending me 35 gang. I get what you're trying to do here. Do you have to set the ground rules when it comes to...
You know pretty quickly when you read something, if you like it, you know? I do, at least. I also know quickly if you don't like something. So it isn't even so much that, you know, I might get two gangster things and they could be very different. Sort of like when I had played Rothstein on Boardwalk Empire for four seasons, and then they sent me Edward G. Robinson, for instance, who was known as being an actor in gangster films in his youth. I was sort of like, oh, God, you know, do I want to go down this road? Plus, he's really famous and he's even more famous than Rothstein. And, you know, what do you do? What do you do? But the challenge was too exciting to pass up, and the cast was extraordinary. Jay Roach is like the nicest man in the world. So to get to learn about him, that's really what gets me, is I want to learn about this stuff. I want to try. And I might fall on my face, and I have over and over and over again, but it shouldn't stop you from wanting to try. And if someone offers you a gig, jump at it, and that's what I've done. But like I sort of alluded to before, you don't get a lot of opportunity to select what comes your way. You know, I think of it kind of spiritually or karmically. It's sort of like, I don't know if I'm meant to do this stuff, but I'm glad things have come my way, and I'm glad to give it a shot.
The life of an actor is one that a lot of people who are listening who may not know that life or think that it's all glitter and you know, someone's tending to your pool. There's a lot of rejection in this business, and there's a lot of growing and having to pick yourself back up.
It isn't even so much the rejection that bothers me, honestly, because if somebody doesn't want to work with me, that's fine. Some of the hard things about it are, for me, the waiting to find out if you've got a gig, the waiting for an audition, the waiting while you're on set, waiting to, you know, for them to get the light right, or maybe they have to rearrange the scene so that something you shot, you think you were going to shoot at 6 in the morning, ends up being shot at 6 in the morning the next day, and you've been on set for 12, 14, 17 hours or whatever the heck it is. It's just a challenging craft because they need you ready when they are ready, not when you are ready. With the theater, you know it's 8 o'clock at night or, you know, a 2 o'clock matinee, and you can gear your whole day around being ready for those 2 or 3
hours.
How
do you mentally prepare for that?
You don't.
As an actor, you don't.
You basically know your lines, you know what you want to do, and
You hope the trailer's clean.
Yeah, and you take care of yourself. That's, I think, finding balance in your life. People often say find a good hobby. Sure, that helps. Or to keep yourself just engaged somehow. You talk to each other, you read, you do your hobbies, whatever they happen to be, until you get powerful enough, I guess, to be in a situation where when you show up, they will be ready when you show up, as opposed to you being ready when they show up.
Closer to that. You know, you mentioned the idea of whether this is karma and this is what you were meant to do in your life. Can you see yourself at this stage of your life or even, you know, in the next 10 years shifting out of being an actor? Saying, you know what, that was great. I love that. Can you imagine a world in which you're not acting?
Yeah, sure. I mean, yes and no. I love what I do. I love to have the opportunities to do what I do. I try to invest a big part of myself in everything that I do, so sometimes it can be exhausting, time-consuming, and depleting. Yet at the same time, I just want to give the best performance that I can with every opportunity that's given to me. You know, if I'm not acting, I'd be interested in writing. If I'm not writing, it would be directing. If it wasn't directing, it would be painting or drawing. I love the engagement and the collaboration of art in general, whether it's creating films or creating theater or creating paintings. Or I love the dialogue and I love the creativity and I love sharing ideas with people and learning things. Mm-hmm. And it just seems to have fallen in my life that I've been able to express myself and to collaborate with such wonderful artists thus far. And I hope to continue to do it. But it's hard. The work is hard. I mean, it's not as hard as other jobs. But the focus you need to do good work can be exhausting. Yet at the same time, it depends where you're coming from. Right. And if you've taken care of yourself, I love the work. And honestly, any opportunity to do it would be great. Saying goodbye to it would be difficult in any form because it's become a part of, I guess, my identity at this point.
I'll think of a fancier way to ask the question, what's next? But, you know, for actors and especially successful actors, like film actors like yourself, the name of the game is to line up the next project and the next project and the next project. You have to have that mental discipline to think a year out on your life.
Yeah, if you're lucky to be able to be a part of those decisions.
Are that what you have to do right now as someone who's had success is to look ahead and stack these projects?
If you're lucky enough to have those opportunities, sure. For me, it hasn't really worked out that way. I tend to find out about something while I'm in the middle of something else. So if it's something I want to do, I'll do everything I can to make it work. And the folks that work with me do their best to help me out to make those things happen. Sometimes you can plan ahead and sometimes you can't. If you're making your own work, you can ideally set time aside to do that. But it's kind of, as we suggested, you know, what comes down the pike. You make the best decisions you can and you put your best face forward.
And you do it with passion.
Yeah.
Michael Stuhlbarg is the star of the film Call Me By Your Name, the indie, which is out in select theaters now after a great showing at the film festivals and also getting early award season buzz. Michael Stuhlbarg, a pleasure to have you at the big table tonight. I really appreciate you talking.
Thank you very much.